Got some good news for you guys today. How many here can stand some good news?
Yeah.
What was yesterday, 2010?
Resurrection Day.
Resurrection Day. It was Easter. That's what Easter is about. It's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead 2,000 years ago. And the Bible tells us in Acts 10:38, when Jesus was doing his ministry on this earth, when he walked the streets of Israel, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So we agree here today that Jesus went about doing good, right? Performing miracles, casting demons out of people. You know, he is the good Son of God, but his evil countrymen, the Jews, wanted him to die. So they got the Romans to crucify him. Jesus was crucified brutally on a cross. He was placed within a grave, but Jesus was stronger than death. And he proved it so beautifully. The grave could not hold him. 3 days later, he rose again. And Jesus could say with confidence, where death is your victory? Where death is your sting? What did Jesus tell Martha in John 11:25 concerning the death of her brother Lazarus? He said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. And friend, I'm here to tell you today that you may not be physically dead today, but there may be different areas in your life that are dying, different areas in your life where you feel like you're almost as good as dead. God can bring back to life those areas that seem to be dead in your life today. If you agree with that, say amen. All right, we're going to read from Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 20. Ephesians 1, 15 through 20. Paul writing to the Ephesians, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Here's the key, verse 19. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. We're talking about resurrection power today. Let's look at verse 19 again of Ephesians 1. Paul is telling them, I want you to know about his incomparably great power for us who believe. He goes on to describe that power. This power is like the working of God's mighty strength when he raised Jesus from the dead. Now in verse 19, the word power comes from the Greek dunamis. How many have ever heard of dunamis before? So the New Testament was originally written in Greek. The word is dunamis. And specifically, dunamis means miraculous power. So we can say that Paul is writing in Ephesians 1:19 that he would want them to know about God's incomparably great miraculous power for us who believe. Now the word dynamite comes from dunamis. Dynamite. How many here would agree that dynamite is really a powerful explosive? Dynamite has got transforming power. I was watching a video clip of a building that was basically taken down with dynamite recently in West Palm Beach, I believe it is. They said there was 2,000 sticks of dynamite in this building, and it just came down. I saw the video footage of it. Happened probably a couple of months ago. And it's got great transforming power, dynamite. And that's where we get, that's where dynamite comes from, is dunamis. So for instance, you may have a building. A general contractor may have a building that he needs to take down. How could he take it down? One of the ways he could take it down is with sticks of dynamite. It's got transforming power. You have a building one day, and the next second, it is gone. Dynamite has got transforming power. There once, and then gone. And friend, I don't know what type of obstruction you've got in your life today. I don't know what type of mountain is standing in your life today. But this dunamis power of God can remove the obstruction from your life. It can move the mountain out of your life so that you can go forward with a better thing that God has got for you. God has got a great plan. He's got a purpose. He's got something that only you can fulfill in this earth. Let's go back to verse 19 of Ephesians 1. He's telling the Ephesians, I want you to know about this incomparably great power for us who believe, this dunamis power for us who believe. And this power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised them from the dead. So how does Paul go on to describe this power in verse 19? He's talking about this power. And in verse 20, he describes this power. He says that this power is resurrection-like power. This dunamis power is resurrection-like power to transform your life, to remove the obstruction that stands in your life, to take the mountain that is standing in the way in your life. God is the miracle worker. Jesus Christ is the miracle working God. And there may be areas in your life that seem like they're dead today. Did you know what? You've got access to this resurrection-like power to bring back to life areas in your life today that seem like they are dead. Do you agree? If you do, say amen. For instance, you may feel down in your emotions today. You may feel like your emotions are dead right now. You may be down. You may be despondent. You may be depressed concerning a loss in your life. Loss of a job, loss of a career, loss of a spouse, loss of a child, loss of somebody that you really love. Somebody maybe just cut their ties with you, stabbed you in the back, and in your emotions you feel dead today. You're like, man, my emotions on the inside feel completely numb and dead. Can somebody out there do something for me? And I'm here to tell you today that yes, God can do something for you with this resurrection-like power, this dunamis power. He can bring back to life your seemingly dead emotions. You agree with that today? He can give you His joy and His comfort in place of your grief. Maybe it seems like in the mental arena of your life, maybe it seems like your mind is dying. You may feel mentally dead right now. You know, schizophrenia, I believe, is demonically induced, where people hear other voices. And so you may be dealing with that, or maybe some other type of mental challenge. And you feel like, man, my mind feels so numb, it feels like it's about dead. You know, a lot of times mental challenges are caused by demonic oppression in your mind. Demonic oppression in your spirit. But you know, the resurrection-like power of God can set you free today. He can bring back to life the seemingly deadness in your mind. The resurrection-like power of God can set you free from that demonic oppression, friend. I was in India back in March of 2000. Some of you may know, we used to do a lot of ministry in South India, North India, a little bit. And I was holding an evangelistic crusade in South India, March of 2000. And I was just preaching the simple gospel of Jesus Christ to about 250, 300 people. And all at once, at the very front, this lady was like possessed by a demon. A demon just took over her. Maybe oppressed, I don't know. But all at once, she started to writhe and twist like a snake. Demonic oppression, demonic possession. So I stop in the middle of my gospel message, and I just pointed to her. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you demon, I command you to come out of her. And I kid you not, instantly, that woman was set free. She stopped writhing like a snake. She stopped twisting. She kind of shook her head. She sat down. Everything was quiet and calm, and I continued presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. That woman was demonically oppressed in her mind. And that may be you today, friend. You can be set free by the power of God, by the resurrection-like power, dunamis power of God flowing through your life. If you agree with that, say amen. You know, financially, In the financial realm, you might feel like your finances are as good as dead. Anybody ever been there before? Where you've been really needy financially, and it feels like your finances are dying. It feels like the financial area of your life is just about dead. You know what? The resurrection-like power of God can bring life back to your finances. What does the Word of God say about Jesus in Hebrews 13? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What does that mean? It means that Jesus Christ never changes. The Jesus who performed miracles 2,000 years ago wants to perform a miracle in your finances today. He's able to do it. He never changes. The Bible says that all things are possible for him, for her who believes. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, Jesus at one time was facing a financial need. Did you know that? You're like, really? Facing a financial need? Jesus? God the Son of God? Yes, he was facing a financial need. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17. Let's read this account. Matthew chapter 17. Concerning the temple tax that Jesus and Peter had to pay. Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?" Verse 26. "From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." So we would agree that in Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27, Jesus faced a financial need. Would you agree? The need was to pay the temple tax. And so what did Jesus do to go about meeting that need? He went about to perform a miracle. The resurrection-like power of God was about to go into effect in the life of Jesus and Peter. Would you agree? He said, "Peter, open the mouth of the first fish that you catch, and in the mouth of the fish will be the money to pay the tax collectors." That's the resurrection-like dunamis power of God going into effect. If it happened in the life of Jesus and Peter, it can happen in your life today. Why? Because Jesus never changes. God never changes. The God who performed miracles 2,000 years ago is the same God who wants to perform a financial miracle in your life today. You may not find money in the mouth of a fish, although you could. Nothing is impossible with God. But how could God provide financially for you? He can give you a job if you don't have a job. Or, number two, he can give you a better paying job. He can give you favor with a potential employer. Favor is a miracle, would you agree? A lot of times, favor is a miracle. A better paying job is a miracle. And God can work those miracles in your life. Maybe in your life today there's a relationship that you really held on to tightly. Maybe a former spouse, maybe a former fiance, girlfriend, loved one, and this relationship feels like it's dead. You know, the resurrection-like power of God can go into your life and bring back to life that seemingly dead relationship, friend. Nothing is impossible with God. He can bring it back to life. Nothing's impossible with God. He can infuse life, his dunamis power, into that relationship where you unexpectedly maybe receive a call from this person that you thought wanted nothing to do with you. God is awesome. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Maybe in your life, maybe some part of your body physically feels like it's almost as good as dead. Maybe you're suffering with pain in some area of your body. Maybe it's your eyesight. Maybe it's your hearing. Maybe it's your speech abilities. Maybe it's your sense of smell. Maybe it's your heart. your liver, whatever it is in your body that you're suffering with today, guess what? The resurrection-like power of God can go into effect in your life and bring back to life that seemingly dead body part in your life. He can infuse it with new life. Would you agree today? Nothing is impossible with God. But there is a key. There is a key for the resurrection-like power of God to go into effect in your life. It's there at our disposal. You know, the resurrection-like dunamis power of God can go into effect in your life, but there is a key. What is that key? What's the key? Anybody have any ideas?
Faith.
That's good. Faith. Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. We go back to the scripture we began with. Ephesians 1:19. What does he say? He says, I would want you to know his incomparably great power for us who doubt. Ephesians 1:19. No. What does he say? I would want you to know his incomparably great dunamis power for us who what? For us who believe. That's the key, friends. You've got to believe for the resurrection-like power of God to become real in your life. Believe in what way? First and foremost. Believe in what way? Believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that he rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. You've got to have faith in Jesus Christ. You've got to say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. But more than just Savior, Jesus, I want you to be Lord over every area of my life. Lord means ruler. It means king. It means the one in charge. So the key to accessing the resurrection-like dunamis power of God is to what? Is to believe, right? And as I just said, to believe what? To believe that Jesus Christ is what?
Lord.
You need to have faith in Jesus Christ. You need to make him Savior and Lord over every part of your life. Number two. Second aspect of faith here. You've got to believe that God is able to do what his word says he can do in your life. What is faith? Faith is knowing that you know deep down on the inside that God will do in your life what his word promises he can do for you. That God can do in your life what he has personally promised that he can do for you. Whether it be more finances or a reconciled relationship or freedom from demonic oppression. You've got to believe, you've got to know that you know that you know, you've got to have it settled deep down on the inside that God is able to do what his word says he can do for me. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
You've got to have that knowing, you've got to have that doubtless faith, you've got to have that persistent faith that does not give up. Two blind men had this faith. It's in Matthew chapter 9. Let's turn there. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. Matthew 9, verse 27. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, son of David." Matthew 9, 28. When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And what was their response, friend?
Yeah.
The last part of verse 28. "Yes, Lord," they replied. That confident yes was what? It was an expression of their
faith.
These blind men knew that they knew that they knew Jesus Christ, the miracle worker, could restore their sight. And what does Jesus say in verse 29 of Matthew 9? Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, will it be done to you?" And their sight was restored. What was the key in the lives of the blind men? For them to access the resurrection-like dunamis power of God in their life to give their physical sight back to them. What was the key?
Faith.
It was faith. Do you believe that I'm able to heal you, Jesus said? They said, yes, Lord. You're able to heal us. That yes, Lord, was their expression of their faith in the ability of God to do for them what He promised in His Word He could do for them. And that's the same response we have got to have towards Jesus, towards God. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. I know that You're able to do for me what Your Word says You can do for me, so that the resurrection-like dunamis power of God can go into effect in my life. Amen? Amen? God has got something special for you. He's got a miracle for you in your life. That dynamite power He wants to operate through your life. That dynamite power that can transform your situation, that can remove the mountain that is standing in your way today. But you've got to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. You've got to believe that God is able to do it in your life. If God did it 2,000 years ago on the streets of Israel, He can do it 2,000 years later on the streets of Tulsa. God is no respecter of persons. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that means that God the Father is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would you agree? He wants to do a miracle in your life. He wants to bring back to life, infuse with resurrection life, that seemingly dead area in your being. Most importantly, you might be dead in your spirit today. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Maybe you're dead in your spirit. Eternally dead. Right now you may be headed, God forbid, for hell. But the Word of God says that God is not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. You might be, without Jesus Christ in your life, friend, you are spiritually dead. You know, if you've slipped away from Jesus, if you're doing your own thing and you're telling God, God, this is my life, I do with my life what I want to do with it, guess what, friends? In a sense, you're spiritually dead because you're away from God, you're away from Christ. But that resurrection-like dunamis power of God can infuse your spirit, man, and bring you back to life. How? By having faith in Jesus, by making Him Savior and Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anybody is in Christ Jesus, he is a brand new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. He makes you new in spirit when you accept Him into your life. When you place your faith in Him.